Support for Tested comes from Duke Health, reminding listeners that COVID-19 vaccines are safe, effective, and can protect individuals and others from the virus. Together, communities can end this pandemic. Find sites for a free vaccine at DukeHealth.org.
This is Test It from WUNC, a look at how we're responding to the day's challenges in North Carolina and the South. I'm Leonita Inge. If there is one thing that has become clearly evident during this coronavirus pandemic, Black and brown people have been hit especially hard. According to organizations like the Kaiser Family Foundation, we have suffered a disproportionately higher rate of COVID-19 cases and deaths and still had to go to work through it all. I'm proud to say I was there to document the highs and the lows over the past 2 years.
There was some hesitation, but I think it easily kind of just went away when I understood that it was just going to be something I had to do in order to get back to some type of normalcy.
We've done plays on HIV/AIDS, diabetes, heart disease, prostate cancer, cervical cancer, and now we're dealing with this tough topic of COVID.
So I think she want to get in there and gut and renovate mines to get more money. But the way she's doing it to tell me to just get out and throw me to the curb is not right. It's not right. We shall not be moved, y'all.
Thank you, everyone, for coming out.
Tested has been busy collecting the voices of the underrepresented. Now there's a new project underway to help us out. It's called Black Carolinians Speak, Portraits of a Pandemic. You see, the North Carolina African American Heritage Commission and the State Archives of North Carolina are collecting Black voices, art, letters, anything that captures the experiences of Black Carolinians during this time in history. So call your neighbors, your friends, and family. Reach out to bus drivers, barbers, and farmers to tell their story. One person I would like to see in the state archives is former Congresswoman Eva Clayton. She was the first African American in North Carolina to serve in Congress since Reconstruction. Today, she lives in Warren County, which has been her home for more than 50 years.
My Colonel title, I'm a proud grandmother and a mother, but I've had several opportunities through my life. I've been a Congresswoman. I've been the chair of the County Commissioners. And after I left Congress, I had the opportunity to go to Rome, Italy, and I had an ambassador status.
Clayton served as Assistant Director General of the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO. Today, at 87 years old, she still speaks out in support of rural development, food and agriculture, and health care, especially during this pandemic.
I think the pandemic has given us as a community, and maybe me as an individual, time to be more reflective. The pandemic sometimes gives me isolation from people, obviously. Mm-hmm. I'm a people person. But it also has opened my eyes, or I hope opened the community eyes, at some of the lack of health care, the lack of access in rural areas. The pandemic affected all of us all over the world, but in rural areas more, because you don't have access to hospitals, you have to move around. So it's like putting trouble on top of trouble, you know? It's like having a poor foundation and tornado comes down. You know, all the houses were built on sham, right? And all the houses, it reinforces your requirement to have better structures, right? So I think the pandemic has, in some ways, been eye-opening. It certainly has been painful.
Yes, there has been a lot of pain during these past 2 years, but there's also been fight and love, and those stories are being collected.
When in 100 years, people are trying to explore what was it like for Black people in North Carolina during this time, they have a place to go and an abundance of records and materials to pull from.
Angela Thorpe is director of the North Carolina African American Heritage Commission.
Leonita, I am a historian, right? And so when I am doing research in the archives, I want to understand what Black people's lives were like at any given point or time. And that is why we are doing this work. This time has been so fraught. Nobody could have imagined a pandemic. Nobody could have imagined living through a racial uprising during a pandemic. Nobody could have imagined all of the dominoes that fell during the pandemic, especially for Black people, the ways in which their day-to-day lives and Black communities have been affected and shaped and turned upside down since the beginning of 2020.
Tell me about the people you want to participate, because sometimes not everyone feels their voice is worthy, you know. Like, for example, you know, I spent some time speaking with former Congresswoman Eva Clayton. I was like, man, I think her voice should be in this archive. But, you know, I also want my hairdresser's yes. voice in this archive. So tell me about some of the voices you hope participate in this, and maybe some people who've already turned their items in.
Leonita, we want everybody to participate in this. You know, we're really interested in hearing from healthcare workers, frontline workers. Were you driving a bus during the pandemic? Were you working in a grocery store? Were you a waiter or a waitress? What was that like for you? I am really interested in hearing about how our young people's lives were changed in shape, again, during the pandemic. What was it like having to do virtual school? How did you process through what you were seeing in the news and the media? Again, what were you posting on social media? These are some of the stories that we're hoping to pick up from people who really span a range of experiences. We are taught to interrogate the archives, right? And oftentimes we're frustrated by what's not there, what voices aren't there, what voices aren't represented. And so this is me asking you to make sure that your voices are represented. This is an opportunity for us to be on the record like we've never been on the record before.
Angela Thorpe is the director of the North Carolina African American Heritage Commission. You can learn how to make your submission to Black Carolinians Speak by going to aahc.nc.gov. Maneuvering where to get tested, vaccinated, and boosted hasn't been easy for many people of color. It usually takes savvy tech skills, or in some cases, you have to personally know somebody who can help. And then there's your local pharmacy, which has been credited with bridging the COVID information gap and giving vaccinations. Now that's a voice I think should be in the state archives.
I'm Dr. Darius Russell. I am the pharmacist manager and owner of Russell's Pharmacy and Shop at 2116 Angier Avenue in Durham, North Carolina.
Hopefully you have a lot of friends in the neighborhood and people that that come by on a regular basis. I mean, how do you keep a smile, I guess, under that mask, you know, to make sure everyone is taken care of?
Well, I think it encourages me and encourages us to see people. We've tried to build family here. I mean, we have, you know, the little lounge area where, you know, a couch, we've got the jazz music going on in the background. We have coffee, tea, and cocoa that's complimentary. So we try to do a lot of different things to build family. And so we're hoping that through that, that people feel like they can come here and know us and love us as we love them.
Russell is 48 years old. He opened the pharmacy in 2018. It almost didn't survive as a small business during the early months of the pandemic. But he says it takes a village, and his village came through. Russell says they've been able to jab tens of thousands of arms with flu and COVID vaccine because of community support. That's it for this episode of Tested. Charlie Shelton Ormond and Anissa Khalifa are our producers. Dave DeWitt is the editor. I'm Leonita Inge. Thanks for listening.